injury free. Which other boxes do you reckon you tick this evening for an internal trial?
Yeah, we got a game under our belt. A lot of the young guys, I thought, played some really high quality footy, from especially in the contest as far as the tackle goes. I think some of our more experienced players were maybe a little rusty in close, and I thought our younger group really showed them up in that area, especially the first half.
Does that Dixon-Trangove combination look good to you? Does it excite you as to what it could be in a premiership game?
Yeah, it does, and it's at the moment we haven't seen a lot of it. You know, Charlie's only trained at a limited basis to this point, so for him to come in and perform well alongside Jacko, and Cracker's also down there in amongst them as well, we were quite pleased at what we saw in that area.
Seemed like there's a fair bit of method off half-back. Looked like Hartlett trained there all summer. Instead of last year, bit of wing, bit of midfield. Looked like distinctive roles, Palpepa in the midfield. Is that a focus?
Yeah, definitely. I thought Hartz was a real shining light for the game. I thought, he made some errors, but the conditions were very testing from looking at some of the foot skills. It wasn't the most entertaining game by foot, but I thought Hartz was outstanding. And he has trained in that area for a lot of the pre-season, so it's really nice to see him perform well. I think it'll give him some confidence going into a JLT Cup. But some of the younger guys and some of the positional stuff we've worked on this year is, we saw some good stuff there today, but we'll have to have a look back over the tape and hopefully get some more out of it.
Of your ball movement, is it because both sides know what you're structured up to do and the way you're going to play it, does it become more difficult, or is that some of the stuff you saw tonight not as clean as you want it, so you think again?
Yeah, you can't say that just because we know what we're doing it's going to stop us. Obviously, you've got a lot of things to your offence. It's not one thing that a team can come in and stop. But I think today you have to have a look at the conditions, and it was a gusty breeze out there that it made it testing. No excuse, though. We've still got some work to do in that area. But we have done a hell of a lot of work on our skills over the break, as well as our offence and our ball movement. So we'll take some stuff out of this game, but we'll have to get better again.
Was it always a plan for Paddy Ryder just to play that first half tonight?
Yeah. Paddy for the first half, and Polak was another one that we just want to make sure those guys are right. We don't want to push them too hard at this point. Paddy obviously coming off of last year, it was great to get a half a footy, and we almost drag him off the ground at half time. But that's a real positive for us.
What did you make of his first half, about half the footy that he played tonight?
Yeah, look, I thought he started well. I mean, we've Lobes and Paddy and the Rucks have been going at it for a fair while now. That's one thing that we can do is we can play some breakdown drills where they do get into the ruck contest. He's been outstanding. So we, today was about him getting a half. It wasn't so much about is he playing really good footy. Get a half with some of the mids that you're going to play alongside, so Bokey in there, Ollie Wines, you mentioned Palpepa, to get some connection with those guys was a bonus.
One we're talking about is Chad Wingard. We've been hanging out whether he can got the engine to play midfield. It looks as if he spent a summer saying, I want to be a competition midfielder.
Yeah, and I think today there was some stuff there. It's interesting with Chaddy because we had a discussion midway through the third about how did we think he'd been going, and he'd had a fair bit of footy, and there were some things I think Chaddy's the sort of guy that will make a mistake and won't do it again. He'll learn from it, and it's a different game in the midfield. I thought today was a real positive, to see him in around there. And as you said, he didn't die off as the game went on. He's an explosive player, but I think he'll be able to play an important role for us in there.
Do you feel like your stocks have improved, though? You put Wingard in, you put Palpepa in, you got Wines. You might move Hartlett to behind the footy. Then you got Robbie Gray doesn't play, Boak. All of a sudden, you're a lot deeper, Polak back fit. Has that been a focus?
Yeah, the depth is something you're really after. And then if you look at the game today, some of our younger mids really did perform well. So that's even more depth. That's without even mentioning some of the bigger names or more experienced names. So you do need that depth, and you need those guys to be able to play multiple roles, not just inside mid. You need wingers. You need some guys at half forward that can come up and play roles as well. So hopefully that's something that we can bring into early part of the season.
Yeah, Wingard goes into the centre square and you think, who's going to play that forward line? But Cracker, a lot of defensive pressure tonight. Is that a role he and Jake Needle be fighting for?
Yeah, Young's another one who, coming off last season, similar style sort of player to Cracker, more of that creative player. But he was great today, Cracker. I thought he put some pressure on from defence. We know what he can do in offence. We know he's going to create for us, but another positive.
Who can you step up in terms of more game time for your first JLT game? Is there a plan with Dixon, Ryder and all those as to where they're going for the first game?
Yeah, slowly. Look, we'll see how they pull up from today. Both the guys you mentioned, Ryder and Dixon, are probably going to be a week by week, but we're keen for him to play. We want to get some footy into him through this JLT. We don't want it to be round one. And Pollock's probably in the same boat, just because of the history. Apart from that, that's really the main guys we're looking at this point.
So just remind me, what injuries Pollock's sort of got, or what's it sort of happened?
No, there's no injury with Pollock. Okay. Just a bit of a history with Polly. We just want to make sure that he's fresh. He's a sort of player that, we've had some issues in the past, with some foot issues and the like, and we want to make sure that he's right. And we feel, he's the sort of player that doesn't need to go hard for three games in a row. He finds his touch reasonably quickly. Today will be another bonus for him, and he was a player too that I thought in the first half was probably one of the standouts on that black team.
Focus for the pre-season. We saw last year Elizabeth tried a few things, lost the game, then your history says didn't take it serious enough. What's the plan now? Is it just go flat out, obviously within reason, to springboard into round one, because the first month looks really hard?
Yeah, we've got a really tough start. We're keen to build through this JLT to start well. That's the goal. That doesn't mean we'll play everyone and go as hard as we can through the three games, but we do want to see, as I said before, we want to see Charlie out there. We want to see Paddy as much as we can without tipping it over, going past it.
Is the belief that the wins, even though it's pre-season comp, builds the confidence in the group?
I don't think win-loss is what we're looking for. It's more of how we'd play. So you come out of a JLT game and you don't win, it's not do or die. It's did we play well? Did we play the way we wanted to play? We were able to restrict the opposition in areas we wanted to, and that's what we're looking for. And building a connection and a bit of a bit of system about what we're doing.
Fair to say Ryder, Dixon and Pollock are all unlikely for next week, given it's only a six-day turnaround?
Again, that'll be one we'll assess. We'll assess that. Obviously, Thursday night, it's a quick turnaround. But and you're also on Etihad, so another different, slightly different surface. So we'll look at that. Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks.
Done.